This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Get well. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving. And continue on. There's no money pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new you, America. Remember, you can change. You can. All you have to do is have the radical changes that you need for the radical results that you're looking for. Our health can change, but you have to be willing to change. And really, we're in a place right now in America where I think, even though almost half the American population is overweight or obese, even though we've made poor choices for a long period of time, the great news is that we can change. The great news is that if we're willing to make the change, we have more education now than ever. We've learned more about health than we've ever known. We've learned more about prevention and lifestyle. It's kind of like there's nothing new under the sun, but there is a lot now as far as medical science goes to how the body functions. And we've learned so much in the old days that we're bringing back to the new days and applying it. Things simple as getting our vitamin D levels up and how much that can radically transform our health and keep us out of things such as disease and certain disease process, as long as we're willing to change. But the key is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? See, that's the key. The key is wanting to know that you can live better, wanting to know that you can do better, wanting to know that your life can change. And we're going to talk about that. I want to talk so much about what we can do to radically transform our health on this show. And our food for the day, we're going to talk about that. It's coming up in just a moment. Remember, food is our best medicine. But there's a Wisconsin judge that declares individuals have no fundamental right to own cows and drink raw milk. In Wisconsin? Really? Because after being petitioned for clarification about his decision in a recent legal case involving individuals' freedom to consume raw milk and own shares of dairy cows, Judge Patrick Fielder vehemently declared that individuals do not have fundamental right to consume the foods of their choice, and essentially reiterated the state's position that raw milk is simply off limits. Now, let me just say for a second, because I'm a big fan of raw milk products. They're extremely important, I think, for overall health. And one of the reasons the pasteurized dairy, even the organic pasteurized dairy, is not the best for us. The molecules change when you go through the pasteurization process. You get so much out of the raw cow and the raw milk. Raw goat's milk is just unbelievable as far as your health. And goat's milk is the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And so I just think it's just, I think it's absurd that we're not able to, you know, as consumers, to be able to have the choice, really, when it comes to raw milk. But the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, on behalf of Zeneker Family Farm in Wisconsin and several other farms, filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection back in February, asking it to clarify its interpretation of the law in regards to raw milk. You can check this out online. But Wisconsin is among the most restrictive U.S. states as far as raw milk is concerned. Raw milk sales to consumers are prohibited, but private cow share agreements in which the individuals purchase shares of their own cows are exempted. However, due to the onslaught of raids in recent years against raw dairies, private raw milk buying clubs, and even raw milk cow share programs, the plaintiffs simply wanted to clarify Wisconsin's stance concerning these alternative forms or alternate forms of accessing raw milk. So you can do that. Just so you know, if you want raw milk, it is, you know, technically against the law to sell it in the states. But you can go in, and a lot of farms, you can go in and, you know, kind of buy into a cow, and you can get your gallon or so a week of raw milk from the cow that you partially own. And so it's just amazing the life that they had, and to watch that type of living on a farm and just having the good produce and the fruits and vegetables and just the grass-fed beef. I grew up like that. And just the health that you get from that versus what we have today in the regular population is just unbelievable. So I hope more people look into the raw milk and, you know, really support the people locally around you, the farmers. You know, no matter where you live, if you live in the city, it may be a little bit more difficult. But even in the suburbs, if you drive a little bit farther out, just look, because the farmers are around more than you would think. And, you know, supporting them is always a great way to go. But what it'll do for your family, the health benefits are amazing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can call me right now, be a part of the show, or whatever questions you might have, we're here to help. Let's go now to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
I've got an itch on my left arm. It's right between my elbow and the bend of my arm.
Okay.
It's been on there for about a year, a little over a year, and it just comes and goes. It'll last maybe a week, 2 weeks at a time, and then it'll stop, and it may stop for a month, but then it comes right back. There's no blemishes on my skin. I've used all kind of over-the-counter lotions, anti-itch creams, and nothing seems to help it whenever it starts to itch. I try not to scratch it, but it's just, even in my sleep, I scratch it till it's bleeding. And that's the only marks that'll be left on there, you know, is just where I've scratched it.
Right.
I don't know what to do about it. It just drives me crazy when I'm awake, and evidently when I'm asleep also.
So it'll last for how long? When it comes on, it'll just come out of nowhere. It'll start itching.
Right.
And then it'll just go away.
It'll just go away.
You've been to the doctor, so you went to the dermatologist, I assume. What did they tell you?
No, I have not been to the doctor.
Okay.
I've just used over-the-counter.
That's it.
Pharmacists at the drug stores, they've told me to use different things. But I have not been to the
doctor. How often will it happen? Is it weekly? Is it monthly? How often will it come and go?
It may happen all week long, and then it may stop for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it'll start all over. And sometimes it'll last a week, sometimes 2 or 3 weeks.
How's your stress level in your life?
I don't think I'm getting stress.
Except this itch on your arm.
Sir?
Except the itch on your arm. That's about the only stress, right?
That's about it. I'm 49 years old. I'm perfectly healthy any other way that I know of.
Well, a lot of times when you have, let me say this, when you have weird stuff go on with the skin, here's a little key to remember. All skin conditions, for the most part, are inside out, not outside in. That's why when you put the creams and hydrocortisone creams and all that, they don't really work that well. They do temporarily, but they don't get to the root cause. So a lot of times when you have weird itch on the skin, usually you have omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. We don't get enough omega-3 fats, and what that comes from is fish oil, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself. A tablespoon a day for most adults is what's generally recommended. So that might be something you want to look into. That'll help kind of cut down inflammation in the gut, and also cutting out wheat products and grains for a period of about a month or so. That's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all the flour stuff that many of us eat. That can play a big, big role in skin conditions, whether it's itching or burning or whatever it might be. Believe it or not, it plays a big role. And again, that's cutting down inflammation in the gut. And I would go see your doctor, though. I would definitely have them run some tests and take a look at it. That's a smart thing to do always. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lifestyle our way into getting sick. We can lifestyle our way out and get well. We just have to make the kind of changes in our life. We have to make the mental shift. Then we have to decide that we want to get well, we want to stay well, and we want to live well. So it's important that we understand that. And if you do, and you can make that shift within your mind, so much can happen in your life. And it really comes down to the want to. And I talk about that all the time because it's true. And we have medicine, and we have all kinds of great information. We can create nutritional tips. There's all kinds of tools that we can use to help our health. But really, when it comes down to it, whether it's the latest diet fad or a supplement or whatever it might be, the reality is if you're not ready, you know, that's the one thing that you're working with. When you're working with patients as a physician, you can see that. I mean, instantly, you're able to walk into a room and talk with someone. And they say that the average doctor can make a diagnosis and or not that they can make an accurate one, but they make a diagnosis in their mind, typically, in the first 18 seconds in a room. That's pretty staggering. And it takes a lot of prideful intuition, I think, to be able to do that quickly, rather than listening to all the facts and to actually formulate, you know, what's really going on with the person. And it's amazing to me that that happens, but at the same time, I think more than anything, and that was quoted by Jerome Groopman, by the way. He wrote a book about hope and being a physician. And it's pretty incredible when you look at that and think, I think doctors know more than anything if a person wants to get well or not. And it really comes down to that, because if a person has an attitude that they want to get well, and that they want to stay well, they want to live well, they want to thrive with their health, they don't really want to be sick. Some people find their identity in being sick. Some people can find who they are. They like the attention, and it's attention they've never received before. And they get into a place where the attention actually becomes the driving force for a disease process. It becomes who they are, rather than just a health challenge they're dealing with or they've been faced with. If they could come up with a new set of choices and a new set of circumstances to get them out of that health challenge. And that becomes where the victory is. It just depends on a person and their willingness to be able to move through that. And that's what it means to be able to get well, to be able to mentally get well, meaning that you have a shift in your mind. And I mean, for some people, that may mean that your medicine gets cut in half. Well, you're still on the road to getting well. Because if you're taking 500 milligrams of medicine every day, and the doctor said you're going to have to take it forever, and now through your lifestyle choices and the choices that you're making now, you're able to cut the medicine down to 200 milligrams a day, and your body's functioning at a higher level, then are you winning? Yes, you are. And that's what's important. It's important to learn the fact that your body can change, but your mind is the one area that has to get well first. And that's what we want to help you do here on the show. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe now. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Hayes?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm having a gum problem. Pyrrhea gum. Anything that I can use for that?
Okay, your gums are what's going on with your gums? Have you been to the dentist, and did they tell you something?
Well, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years since I've been to the dentist.
Okay. You know, what's going on with the gums? Are they hurting?
Well, they get a little sore sometimes.
Typically, if the gums are getting sore, your body's getting a little bit low in vitamin C. Or it could be periodontal disease, which is where there's an infection in the gum lining right on the edges. And it can cause the gums to recede. It can cause a little red line to form around them. And it's periodontal disease is pretty common after the age of about 40 with folks if they don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. So, I mean, do you not go every 6 months and get your teeth cleaned and all that?
Oh, it's been a while since I had my teeth cleaned.
Well, I mean, has it been 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, the only thing you need to do, I would just go to your dentist. I'd make an appointment sometime in the near future, maybe the next couple of weeks, and go in and see them. And what's going to happen is they probably will, if it is periodontal disease, they'll probably treat that. Okay, and then there's cleaning that they'll need to do within the office. But, you know, the whole thing about going to your dentist every 6 months is not just a gimmick, but you've got tartar that builds up on, you know, around the teeth, and it gets down in the gum line, and that's what can create a lot of the periodontal disease. And again, the older we get, the more susceptible we are to that disease, and it's not a good thing. Obviously, it can lead to a lot of issues. And believe it or not, having a healthy gum line and having a healthy oral cavity, mouth, is critical to our health. Matter of fact, Weston Price, who was a dentist, he actually found so much correlated with what was going on inside of our mouth throughout the rest of our body. And a lot of disease processes that can start within, you know, poor dental care, and they could lead to other areas within the body. So it's important. It really is. If you check out that information, Weston A. Price Foundation, if you want to read on how he tied all that together, pretty impressive. But yeah, I would consider go to your physician, I mean, go to your dentist here in the next couple of weeks and see what they have to say. You don't want to let that sit. It'll only get worse. Definitely not going to get better. Vitamin C would be a vitamin that can cause some of the soreness within the gum line. But, I mean, this is not one of those things where I'm telling you, take vitamin C and then call me in 2 weeks. I'm not even doing that at all. I'm saying go see your dentist and consider looking at some vitamin C. And ask him about it, or her, whoever you see. And you'll find out that, you know, there's probably some bacteria that's built up in there they need to treat and take care of, and they can. But, you know, beyond that, you might want to look at cleaning up your diet a little bit, entering in some vitamin C, and keeping that level up too. But it's more about getting that repetitive care with your dentist. And that's just going to keep you out of having any potential periodontal disease, which we're seeing more and more. It's because of not just poor hygiene habits, but it's also poor dietary habits that lead to that as well.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100-mile-per-hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the commission on presidential debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now a look at one of the closely watched U.S. Senate races. USA Radio's Tim Burke has his eye on Arizona.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing. But it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
A California woman called 911 after she was not allowed into a pet store. She was not wearing a mask and claimed that she has a religious exemption and, quote, a God-given right that are protected under the Civil Rights Act. An employee of the Bones and Scones store in Palm Springs recorded the encounter and posted it to Facebook. The dispatcher can be heard telling the woman that there is a city ordinance mandating face coverings inside stores. News anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
To empower your health and your life, and also Facebook and Twitter. If you're not on there, you need to be. You're all behind the scenes. Also, if you have questions about your health, you can drop them on there as well. We'll do our best to answer and give you the help that you need. Vitamin D protects against age-related vision loss. ABC News reported the warring off vision loss in old age. I love vitamin D. This is really the wonder nutrient of our time. You know, I think vitamin C was so big back in the 50s and 60s. And this is just that new nutrient that we've discovered
that everybody's deficient in, and it's like every day we're finding new things that it affects. And it comes, you know, we get vitamin D from the sun, it hits our skin, and then is stimulated within the body. But we need it from our diet, too, just because of so much of what we do is indoors. And we're just finding how much we need it. And it's just important. It's one of those things that everybody needs to be taking, really. You got to be careful. You need to have blood work done to make sure, because it is fat soluble and it can build up and get too high in the body. But the number to keep in mind is 70 to 90 on the blood test. And different physicians will have different thoughts on that because, see, the range is between 30 and 100 in this quote-unquote safe clinical range. And when you get down around 30, 40, it's still too low. You can still see things like osteopenia, osteoporosis. You still see hormone issues being there, depressed mood. A lot of those types of things still will be around when you've got those levels, even on the low side of normal. So it's better to get them up, and it's better to have them between about 70 and 90. That's where you start seeing the peak benefits of vitamin D. So warding off the vision loss in old age will have more to do with what's in your kitchen, they say, than what's in your medicine cabinet. According to the new research published Monday, women who consume high levels of vitamin D through fish, dairy, eggs, and leafy greens could lower the risk of macular degeneration, the leading cause of vision loss later in life. You can cut it by 59%. In Monday's study, women who consume the most vitamin D cut the risk of developing early AMD by more than half when compared to women with vitamin D poor diets. Researchers found that risk has lowest and is lowest when the patients consumed about 720 international units of vitamin D3 per day through foods such as cold water fish, leafy greens, and dairy. And I just want to note with that 720 units is not a lot. It's bare minimum. I mean, you can handle up to, most adults typically need around 5,000 units per day. Kids need and can handle about 1,000 units per day. So work with your doctor on it. Check the labels because different brands, they have different absorption rates. I personally am a big fan. You want D3, but you want it from a very strong company that you know and you can trust. They make a liquid bioidentical vitamin D, and I'm a real big fan of that. It absorbs very well. It's utilized well, and it comes in liquid, so it's easier to dose out for children and for adults. And it's just a lot better. You can mix it with because it is an oil-based vitamin, a fat-soluble vitamin. It's better to mix that with, say, cod liver oil, because if you don't want to just take it with water. It'll cut down the absorption rate. Why? Because water and oil don't mix, and it does cut down on the absorption. Daniel in Largo, Florida, he writes, I'm recently divorced and currently in the process of starting over. Sorry, Daniel, I know that's a tough part of life. I'm under a lot of stress. Is there any certain diet I should be following? Well, if you're under a lot of emotional stress, there's several things that you need to do and that you need to consider. One is dietary changes, whether you're in stress, out of stress, life is great, life is a little bit tough. Whatever you're going through, diet is the key. And it's important to follow an anti-inflammatory diet regardless, to cut down on inflammatory foods as much as possible. In balancing everything out, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews. So getting that, I mean, those are all in my book, and the anti-inflammatory diet is in there. And it's important to follow a good regimen, a steady regimen of those sorts of foods and getting a good foundation. But if you've just been divorced and you don't have the propensity to be depressed, you just feel stressed about it. You know, life is changing, and it's a tough thing to go through. It's really good. Obviously, I would talk with a physician, make sure that you don't need any antidepressants just to get through a tough time. And, I hope you're going to counseling of some kind. It's important, no matter how tough you think you are, to go through a time like that. It's still good to see someone and to talk with someone about it, because it's good to... It's just good to get it out, and you can work through some really good items. Remember, the mental side of our health drives so much within our health that it's important to make sure that that's taken care of. But serotonin and dopamine are your two neurotransmitters that are vital in this. and keeping those levels up because of the way you feel and outside forces that can kind of force those down, keeping those balanced out and keeping those strong is going to keep you strong mentally and keep your health where it needs to be. So let's talk about a couple of things that can be helpful in that regard. Serotonin is, and these are two brain chemicals, neurotransmitters, big fancy word. But it's the dopamine is kind of our feel-good chemical. Serotonin is too. But serotonin, when it gets low, dopamine gets low, we get a little irritable as men. And when serotonin gets low, we just get bummed out. And we lose our energy, vitality, just don't feel like doing much. You know, life gets a little tough. And so let me give you or paint a picture for you a little on what can be done. Now, with serotonin, certain foods can be helpful for that. And that's chicken, fish, salmon, spinach, beans, and turkey. All of those can be beneficial for raising serotonin levels from a food perspective. And then you've got to look at things like certain supplements. 5-HTP, very good for balancing and stabilizing serotonin. Usually use that before you go to bed. And it goes through the process of working with melatonin to make the serotonin. So it's a little couple-step process that does that. Tryptophan is involved. And it's been documented to be a very good supplement. So that's something that's important. And then also vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, is a version of B6 that works. And niacinamide, a version of B3. All those have been shown to help stabilize and create serotonin or more serotonin within the brain. Let's go to Juanita. Hi, Juanita. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Sure,
I've heard a lot about you, and I've been listening to you because of my son.
Well, great.
I'm a 60-year-old single grandmother, and I'm raising grandsons, very active. The youngest one is 10.
Wow.
I have artificial hips. I've had back surgery. I've had heart attacks. I have asthma. My thyroid doesn't work. I take medicine for that. And what I need to do is lose weight so I won't be so tired and I can keep up with these little munchkins of mine.
It's keeping you young, Juanita.
They have my life totally changed, and I think I'm living longer because of them. But it's kind of wearing me down. My knees wore out, my elbows wore out, and I was wore out before they came along.
So you need a game plan to keep Grandma from falling apart here.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, so if everything's hurting, let's talk a little bit about, because inflammation in the body is always a starting point, making sure that we get inflammation down, that we get a good stable environment. That's going to be the key. So talk to me about your diet. Give me a little clue with what you eat on a typical basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I usually, we have chickens. We raise chickens, so I eat eggs for breakfast. I just usually, I love tuna fish sandwiches. I eat a lot of tuna. I eat lots of, I eat five meals a day because of their boys. And I figure even if we eat less, we eat more often. Mm-hmm. I just eat anything practically because usually I'm on the run with them. They both have autism, so they...
I can hear the chickens. I can hear the roosters out there now.
Yes, we have roosters and goats. And like I say, I keep busy, but yet I keep gaining this weight. And I have high cholesterol, and my triglycerides are off. And I've asked the doctor about how to lose some weight because I'm about 60 pounds overweight. And they just keep telling me, try.
Try.
And I need it. My son has registered me into a gym, which we just did that a week ago. So,
this
but you have
green,
to travel across town to get to it.
I feel like this is the Green Acres version of our show here today. I can hear roosters in the background, goats walking around. This is great, which actually kind of is exciting because what a great way to live. My goodness, do you drink goat's milk? Do you milk the goats and all that?
Well, we haven't lately. In fact, I love goat's milk more than anything, but we don't do that yet. We just They're mostly pets. Like I say, my grandchildren have autism, and I try to keep them busy, tending to animals and give them some responsibility. And it's a lot of work for me, and the more work I do, it seems like the more I eat.
Yeah, I understand. Wow, that's great, though. You're being such a great example for those kids. And with autism, which is a challenge within itself, they're very blessed to have you. Let's get into a game plan for you when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Juanita, really a just unique individual, and I say that because being a grandmother and now taking care of her grandkids on a farm, they have autism, and so you're doing everything you can to keep yourself together and body functioning at a high level, and yet being there for them, having the energy, having the vitality to keep up with them, and really to play mom now, even though you're grandma, and you know, which is a task within itself, but I think, and like you said, it keeps you young. But your body needs to be able to keep up as well. And probably from the stress, you were saying you eat a little bit more than normal and probably hanging out with the boys a little bit more too. And so how much weight do you think is excess on you that you need to drop?
60 pounds.
Okay. So you know that for sure. Now,
yeah.
Being out on the farm and whatnot, are you in a place where you can get into town where maybe you could get with, like, a personal trainer at a gym, like a YMCA?
Well, my son registered me for a gym. It's across town, and I can get to him. But I was thinking more like, what can I do to as far as eating? And I don't know what a gym person does.
Well, yeah, no, I'm going to explain all that to you. I just want to make sure that that's available. I mean, is it like an hour drive, 30-minute drive?
It's about a 30-minute.
One way?
One way.
All right. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. 3 days a week, and I'm telling you this because it's big picture. 3 days a week, it's going to be important. If I would 3 days a week go to that gym and set up time with a trainer. And I would do that, and not, you know, don't do them back to back. Do like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or however you want to orchestrate your days is fine. But you want to get with a trainer, and you only need to do it for about a month. And you go there and you work out with a trainer for about a month, keep a journal, so write everything down of the exercises and the way that they put that together for you. Write everything down, every workout.
Okay.
And then you can use that workout for about 6 months, 3 to 6 months. And you can just kind of modify it a little bit, use it, repeat it, change the weights up on it, and then in about 6 months or so, go for another month with a trainer. Maybe pick a different trainer, and you'll get different workouts. Write those down, and you can use them. That way you're not spending a lot of money. You'll spend, you know, $20-$25 per training session, but it's worth it. And then you'll have somebody there for accountability. You'll have someone to teach you how to do it properly. You won't be wasting your time, and you'll get great benefit from it. You'll learn how to do those kind of things because it is important. Because first of all, you're committed, you're driving, and you need the weight training, being that you're 60, because you need to have the weight-bearing exercise. You need to build the lean muscle mass. I would just say, oh, just go to the farm, go down and move some bales of hay and walk around the farm. But that's not going to help you really reach your total goal. It's not. You need to go somewhere if you have the availability. And I didn't know if you were 2 hours away from a gym or a civic or community center or whatever. So the fact that you're pretty close, that's good. That's doable. That's not unrealistic. So that's something to work out however you work your schedule out. Now, eating-wise, a copy of my book would be important for you. And I would get a copy of that. There's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. You want to eat well, that diet will lead you down the right path. It creates and puts together foods that will bring health to the body, not take it away. And so eating those kind of foods are very, very important, such as lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, and the low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, which you probably have a lot of there on the farm. But you want to stay away from grains, okay, the grain-based food. And you can do gluten-free later on, but right now it's steer clear of all the grain-based or flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Those kind of foods they stimulate a lot of insulin, but they have a protein in them called gluten. And gluten is a real challenge because it creates a lot of inflammation in the gut, and it can create instabilities with neurotransmitters or brain chemicals, causing some challenges within the body and the brain. So by eliminating those, it's going to help you regulate your hormone system, regulate your metabolism, and then, of course, your body will start dropping weight. I mean, typically when somebody is going through, whether it's been eating the wrong kind of foods for a long period of time or overeating, they start following the anti-inflammatory diet. The average weight loss is about 28 pounds in about 8 to 12 weeks. Everybody's different, but that's typical. You'll find a real, real strong amount of weight loss. Now, for somebody that's already thin, they're not obviously going to lose that kind of weight, but it's all dependent on the body and where it is, how much inflammation it has, and kind of how much it needs to drop. The body has what it's called its own set point. And a set point is just it's really an area that the body kind of seeks to get into its own place. And so just understanding that is really important. So coming up with the right habits is what's going to be important. And on my website, you'll see there's certain health prescriptions. I call them the 7 health prescriptions. You can find those there, and they are certain keys that will get you into a really good place with your health. And I'm just excited for you. I'm excited that you're in a place where you're helping take care of those kids, that they have a grandmother like you that's willing to step up and say, you know what, you have autism, I'm so proud of you, I'm here to take care of you, and you're just going to make it happen for those kids. I think it's amazing. And it's a remarkable person to do that. So I'm glad you've reached out to take care of you, because by taking care of you to be energetic and vital and have everything you need, you're taking care of them. And it's a very selfless thing to do. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.